Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, December 17th of 2019. And by the way, it's hard to believe that we're only a week from Christmas. This season has went by so quick. Really has. That I've been enjoying it, as I do every year. I always say this is just about my favorite time of year. It's tied with summer for my favorite. But I want to remind every one of you that, you know, with it being the holidays, it's called Christmas. It's not called Cookie-mas. It's not called Present-mas or Cookie-mas or I don't know, maybe another one, maybe Movie-mas. Nope. Christmas, Christmas. And I just wanted you to be aware of that as we continue to delve into the birth of Jesus tonight and tomorrow night. I apologize for last night. I had a Christmas party. Otherwise, I would have done one last night as well. As for Toledo last week, it was amazing, as it always is. The people down there at that mall, Franklin Park Mall, and Schmuckers, always very nice, every time. Great food, at a great price. You'll be happy you went. And they have this kind of pie there. It's called Scutterbotch. Not butterscotch, but Scutterbotch. Brittany, that sounds like a way you might have said it when you were a little kid, doesn't it? Scutterbotch?
I've never even heard of that.
That's their way of saying butterscotch. It's kind of funny.
Butterscotch pie?
Yep. Scutterbotch pie. Sounds like a way you might have said it when you were little, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it does. That's what's kind of funny about it. But very good pie. Very good food. Had me a wimpy burger with some steak fries. Their fries are pretty good. But my favorite part of the dinner was probably the pie this time. I've been there a grand total now of, let me see there, 1, 2, 3. Last year I was there 3 times. This year I was also there 3 times. Unlike at some places, I have never once gotten the same thing. One time I had me some certain kind of chicken and potatoes thing. I thought it was going to be breaded chicken, but it wasn't, but it was still really good. I had fish there. I had some veal parmesan there once. Got burger and fries, some fish once, and then another time I had some breakfast food. It's all been very delicious. Service love. They've been around since 1947.
Where?
There's a place I went to when I was in Ohio.
Oh.
Think about this, listeners. 1947. The first McDonald's opened in 1955. That was when it became a company, a public company. I'm curious when the first actual restaurant opened. From what you understand, was 1955 when the first restaurant opened, or was that when the company became public?
I have no idea. I didn't do McDonald's research.
I imagine it was being developed before 55, though.
Right.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Probably not before 47, though. So at least that I know of, it is older than the first McDonald's. I don't know if they've been near the corner of Reynolds and Central for the whole 72 years or not. But that's whereabouts it is in the city of Toledo, Ohio. For those of you who know Toledo, you probably know where it is. You know, when I was in a store there the other day, you know, I mentioned it briefly to a mo at Schmucker's, and I was like, have you been there? And they said, no, I haven't, but I know about their pies. And I said, it's real good food, and, you know, they have one of the oldest working rotary phones in the state of Ohio. Mind you, they're only 3 miles or so south of the Michigan border. So they're not in Amish country of Ohio. They're not in one of the rural parts of southeastern Ohio. You know, places that you would expect would maybe have that. In the city of Toledo. And of course, a trip to Ohio is not complete without a trip to Chick-fil-A. As in Michigan, they are in such short supply. There are some more Chick-fil-A's on the west side of Michigan. However, other than for family, I personally have no real reason to go over to the west side because my parents live by Detroit area and stuff, so that makes me more apt to go there as opposed to going to the west side unless I'm going to my grandpa's, which is more north. But they have them in, like, Lansing, Grand Rapids area. I'd like to see one open up here in Midland, as well as one in the Saginaw or Birch Run area, in Flint, in Auburn Hills, Brighton. You know, kind of get that network of Chick-fil-A's built up a bit more to be more on par with the state of Ohio and some of the Indiana and some of these other states where they're in most of the big towns. But you can never go wrong with classic Chick-fil-A sandwich and waffle fries. Now, my friend Jenny, whom I call Donut, She chose to go with the nuggets rather than the chicken sandwich. I was like, okay. Well, listeners, I've tried the nuggets. Actually, this was in a food court in Cincinnati. Believe it or not, most of the time, listeners, that I've been to a Chick-fil-A, it was in a mall food court. Because I like going to these big malls. And a lot of these malls and these places have it, so that works out really convenient. because my mom can't necessarily eat it. So that's good, because that means we don't have to stop somewhere else. So it just comes in handy when they have it right there in the building. Because even if it's out in the parking lot, it's not usually on the sidewalk right next to the building, is it? It's not usually on a sidewalk where you can just walk outside. There'll be an intersecting sidewalk that you can go out 100 feet and then you're at it. It doesn't usually work that way, does it?
I've never been to one.
A Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have enough of them here in Michigan. You've heard great things about Chick-fil-A, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you need some Chick-fil-A in your life. Don't you?
Yes.
By the way, listeners, that yas thing that I like doing sometimes, that's off of Vine. Don't worry about Vine. It shut down. I was going to say, you know, Pat, you know, sometimes my past do well tease about these things that are like super old. And he'll say, if you're under 50, don't worry about it. Now about Vine, I would say, if you're over 65, don't worry about it. Unless you actually used it. But there were certain things that were on it, you know, different pictures, the social media site type thing. Obviously, it was different from, like, your Instagrams, your Twitters, your Facebooks. It wasn't similar at all. It was very different, right, Brittany?
I never used it. I have no idea.
I never used it. I just heard of some of those videos. That's the only way you knew about them, too, is because you saw some of the videos?
No, I didn't.
Then how did you hear? Then how did you hear about the Yas and the what are those?
I don't know.
You were just told about those ones. You never actually watched those videos?
Yeah.
You did watch the videos or you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh. And then, of course, listeners, the weekend wouldn't. And then, of course, listeners, I had to go to the Rochester Light Show, which is super nice. Well over a million Christmas lights dotting the downtown street landscape. Very beautiful. The way they put that whole thing together. So.
Thank you.
Oh, finally, we got our presents.
We got our pies.
I wonder why it took forever.
They had to bake them, remember? Freshly baked, out of the oven.
All right. Now. The plan for tonight is I was going to tell you what all I was up to over the weekend, which I just did. We're going to continue on talking about the birth of Jesus. And what it means. I have that fifth reason for why Jesus was birthed that I had forgotten. So I'm going to, I decided that I'm going to reteach it in case maybe some of you didn't get a chance to hear it. And there were some things that were taught that I would kind of like to impart. And then we have, I have some sports to update you on from the weekend. Including those crazy Lions. When will they ever learn how to win a ball game again?
Shouldn't you wait till after your radio show to eat that? People aren't going to be able to stand you if you got pie in your mouth.
Anyhow, like I was saying a minute ago, we'll talk about the Lions and how the Heisman go, and we'll discuss all of that later when we discuss our sports. Also, I will be singing two Christmas songs. As I had stated that I would be doing throughout the Christmas holidays. Therefore, I am keeping that promise. Obviously, before we do all of that, we're going to pray. By the way, these pauses, I am eating a delicious holiday pie, Christmas pie, actually. What it is a pie with custard filling on the inside of it. And my helper here, she is now hooked on them. I really like them myself. They're my favorite pie that McDonald's has throughout the year. Much better than the apple. And much better than the McDonald's pumpkin. The McDonald's pumpkin pie does not have the luster that it could have. Does it, Courtney? It doesn't have it, does it?
I honestly don't think I've ever ate one. I've only had an apple pie, and now you have me hooked on holiday pies, and I'm scared to try anymore. I'm going to gain like 500 pounds.
You'll just have to play it off, I guess. But, listeners, in all seriousness now, I really want to encourage you to please tell somebody you know how they can be a part of this great show. They can call into the show, whether they want to listen, or they want to ask me a question. Maybe you have a question about Jesus' birth. Maybe you have a question about sports. Maybe you want to know why this show is called The Miracle Man. By the way, the reason this show is called The Miracle Man is because we believe in miracles here at Miracle Man. I'm believing God for my miracle healing to be made manifest. I have seen many miracles take place in my life. I defied many odds that were put against me due to disabilities. And I just know that God is seeing me through. He has always seen me through. He will continue to see me through. God is going to see you through. If you seek God, seeking God has to be a big part of this. you have to have a relationship with God in order for him to be working through you. And I know God's using me to minister. Every time I do a show, every time I sing a special, that book that got wrote. By the way, go to riveofmiracles.com to find out information about that, about the book called River of Miracles. Talks about, you know, a mother with a God that she could not see, but a God she totally believed in. You have to read it to find out what's all in it. I tell you one thing, I can't wait to read it. Soon I hope to have it in Braille so that I can read it. Because I can't wait to see what's in it. And if you read that book, my prayer is that as you read that book, you'll be ministered to. So, please go on the website, check out the book. It's just amazing what God's done in me. So now the number to call into the Miracle Man Show to be a part is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts. When you hear a prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. You go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken to the call screener. My assistant, Brittany, will take your call. She'll let me know that we have a caller. Just make sure to tell them who you are and where you're from. So that I can put a name with a voice. So, just the number and how you can be a part of the show. And let me just check the clock real quick. Well, we didn't do, well, we're not doing too terrible. I was concerned time was going by a bit faster. Thank goodness it's not, because I'm a wordy guy tonight. I haven't been on here in a week. When you've been gone for a while, sometimes you have a lot to say. And but it's all good. And before we sing the first song and get into prayer, Coca-Cola has a new Insiders Club. In it, it's a $10 a month subscription. As part of it, you'll be able to have access to special beverages. I don't know if those include just energy, if those are energy drinks, if they're waters, if they're concept, if they're concept colas or miscellaneous sparkling beverages. When I talk about, like, under the portfolio, and I say miscellaneous sparkling beverages, Brittany, in your mind, what do you think that means? I'm about to say what it means, but what do you think it means?
Does it mean like pop or the carbonated water?
I was saying miscellaneous sparkling. That means like not necessarily carbonated water.
Sparkling means carbonated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like sparkling water and stuff.
Well, it could maybe mean that, but in my mind, when I talk about miscellaneous sparkling, really what I'm specifically thinking of is the miscellaneous sodas. And that can mean Sprite, which isn't exactly miscellaneous. In my mind, those mean things like the drinks that Coke makes, like Pib Extra, Fanta, Bark Shrimp Beer, Mellow Yellow. Maybe there could be things like Cherry Mellow Yellow or Cherry Fanta. In your mind, is that what would be part of the Insider Club, partly, do you think? Part of these, like, concept sodas that aren't released to the public?
Probably.
As well, along with other vitamin waters and similar stuff. I think in probably both ways.
Yeah.
And maybe some energy drinks and some waters or whatever. Probably depends on what way the company really wants to go. Of course, if I did it, in my mind, it'd be all about the sparklings. Because here's where I am with vitamin water. To me, it's gross. I don't like it. Energy drinks need more fizz. Bottled water, I don't like to drink it. I'd rather just drink something out of the tap. Got faucet? If you got a faucet, you got some glasses? Just drink that water. What do you need to go buy a bottle for? I don't mean buy a water bottle. I mean buy a bottle of water. You know? Powerade maybe, but other than that, as far as like some of these Coca-Cola things, I like the sparkling beverages, specifically Coca-Cola. Which, by the way, you can enjoy one of these Coca-Colas at your local McDonald's still for the low price of just a dollar. Any size, all day, every day. Participation may vary, tax extra. See store for details. Now, I'm going to sing for you my first Christmas song of the evening. And then we're going to pray. Then I'm going to open up my Bible to the book of Matthew 1. I mean, the book of Matthew, chapter 1. After the genealogy, and we're going to look at chapter 2 as well. And then we'll go into the five reasons. I'm going to show you the five reasons why Jesus came to this earth. You say, Miracle Man, you did that last time. Well, the reason that I had forgotten may be one of the most important ones, and I want you to have it. So I want to make sure you have it. So And then tomorrow night we'll do something else. Still on the birth of Jesus. But this time it might be like the five reasons for Christmas, or it might be maybe something about the shepherds. Still think. But anyway, the first song I'm going to sing tonight is What Child Is This? What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Creation rings, salvation brings, a shepherd's watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, present King, to own him. Creation brings, salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the son of Mary. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. Thank you for these listeners who have made the determination to tune into this radio program tonight to learn something about you, Lord, to learn something that they can apply, to learn something so they can tell other people about you. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us. You lead us and guide us. I just thank you, Lord God, that you've anointed me tonight to bring these people your word. And now, Heavenly Father, I confess over the show that sponsors and partners are stepping up to the plate. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that finances are coming into this program. I thank you for increases in listenership coming into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. As I said, I'm going to Matthew chapter 1. Woo! Praise the Lord. Now, there's two sounds that a pastor loves to hear. Sometimes I tease about this. I really do think pastors love hearing these. But the first sound, by the way, this is in no particular order. One of the sounds that a pastor likes to hear at offering time, checks being ripped out of checkbooks, and when it's time to open up the Bible, this page is turning. By the way, go ahead and follow along. I'm in Matthew chapter 1. And I'm going to begin with verse 18. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they were married, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take home Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give her the name Jesus, because she will save his people from their sin." Verse 22. I'm going to come back to this in a little bit when we exhort. All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel." By the way, Emmanuel means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus, just as he was told. Chapter 2. Now, don't be tired. Follow along. Verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we've come here to worship him." And when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and the teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." So Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of frankincense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and he left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Verse 16. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all of the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time that he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. And the angel said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophet, "He will be called a Nazarene." All right. Now, few observations. I want to deal with, first of all, with Matthew 1:21. I just want to make sure that in your mind this is really clear. It says here, Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. From their sins. Some people may think that because Jesus was born on the earth, that we can just sin all we want because it's all under the blood. No, 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 and no. No. When Jesus died on the cross, what that did for us is that made it so that we wouldn't have to kill animals and all that stuff every time we sinned, that we could just confess our sins to him and repent and be forgiven. However, that does not mean that you have a license to just keep sinning. People think they're free to sin and just disobey God and think there will be no consequences. Not true. You got to confess your sins with God. I'll get to more on that at another time. I just wanted to make sure that everyone was clear. Now, this whole thing with Mary being pregnant for a baby before being married to Joseph. Well, that pregnancy came totally from the Holy Ghost. She was with child from the Holy Ghost. God did that. She didn't do that. That was all God. He had a right to be concerned. And the angels basically said, it's all right. In fact, go be with her. You're supposed to be with her. Don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. What's conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And it's true. Mary had a baby, named him Jesus. It's prophesied that he would do great things, which he has done. And I'm so glad he's not a baby anymore. And, you know, Christmas is one of the most important times of the year for a Christian. Don't get me wrong, Easter is big too. I'm not belittling Easter. But Christmas and Easter are two of the very most important times for a Christian. Christmas represents the birth of our Lord Jesus. Now, what if he hadn't been born? If he hadn't been born, then he couldn't have died on the cross. Because, of course, in order to die, you have to first be born. So that's why the birthday of Jesus is so important. Now, why did Jesus Christ come onto this earth in the first place? I find number one in Matthew 1:21. That's easy to remember. Matthew 1:21. Jesus came, the number one reason that Jesus came to this earth was to save his people from their sins. That's the number one reason Jesus came to this earth. Number two, Jesus came to save sinners. Number three, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. The devil came to steal, came and destroy. But Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That's what I have in my notes. Number four, Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. You know, the devil came to try to kill, heal, and destroy. but Jesus came to give life. Hallelujah. He came to give us life. Number five, Jesus came to give us, to establish government. In Isaiah, it says, you know, Jesus will be born, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. This isn't talking about city government, state government, federal government. Not that kind of government. That's more like government for Christians. That's what that's about. It's nothing to do with, you know, a state governorship or president of the United States or another country. No. 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 And no. But, and obviously if he came to save his people from their sins, why do people have this confused? And by this way, let's talk about number four. This idea that you may have, God made me sick, or God made me sick for the glory of God, throw that out. God said, I put none of these sicknesses and diseases upon you. So you get the flu and they put you in the hospital. God didn't put that flu bug there. The doctor didn't put that flu bug there. Or any other sickness or disease, strep throat, or all these other, any of these other diseases or bugs. Anyhow, God said, I will put none of these sicknesses and diseases upon my people? None. God wanted us to be healed and healthy, not sick. Number three, God came to destroy the works of the devil. That's why anytime the devil tries to come, by any means, get in your family, get in your house, can't stay. He's been bound. He's being bound by Jesus. His works are being destroyed by Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Number two, this thing that says that he came to save sinners. You know? Anyone who decides not, I mean, any, if a person is born, they do, and they live on this earth, unless you're an infant, die as an infant, or you die before the age of accountability. If you do not die before the age of accountability, and you die later than the age of accountability, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will die. When you die, you will go to hellfire forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Anything you know about purgatory or think there might be one, throw it out. There's not purgatory. Nope, no purgatory. Thankfully, Jesus came not just to save us. He came to save sinners. When a sinner decides to repent and get right with God, accept Jesus Christ into the Lord as their Lord and Savior in their life, once they do that, they are eligible for all of the benefits that Jesus gives. The minute a sinner, someone who did not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, repents and knows Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, praise God, their record is wiped clean in the eyes of God, and they become eligible for all the benefits: healing, deliverance, freedom from all kinds of bondage. Amen. When that happens, you see, you become eligible for all of these benefits. And they're available. Now, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's really important that you get into a church where a good church where there'll be believers that can help you in your walk with God. Because it's just good to have believers to rub shoulders with. It really is. There is any idea that you have, listeners, that there is another way to heaven besides Jesus? Get rid of it. There's not another way to heaven besides Jesus. Uh-uh. That's why Jesus came, to save sinners. He also came to save you and me from our sins. If we were right with God and then we mess up and somehow start getting into some big stuff we really shouldn't be getting into, we've lost track, and we choose to repent and rededicate, then He welcomes us back into His kingdom. And we again we're officially back to being eligible for all of His benefits. And there's no waiting period after repentance for these benefits to take effect. Now, I've heard of people who have died on their deathbed, gave their life to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Dr. Buckley has told stories about people in his wife's family who did this. However, that is not ideal. Ideally, you'll give your life to Jesus before you're on your deathbed. By the way, I saw a statistic about age. over 60% of people who give their life to Jesus Christ will do so before the age of 10. That doesn't mean God can't save an adult. But there are studies that have proven that. But that's why you want to get your children in church. See, you need to be there too, but don't just leave your kids at home while you go to church. No. Take them with you to the house of God. And have them go to children's church and youth group and be a part of the ministry at their level so that they're growing up in the ways of God. Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when he or she, when they become old, they will not depart. I hate to use the O word, but he didn't say what old meant. What does he mean old? 21, 24, 38, 49, 63, I don't know. Didn't say. I'm 30 and I don't feel old. The reason why I mentioned the OLD word is because it says, in the Bible, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they become old, they will not depart. Now when Jesus saved us from our sins, it made it so that when we sin, I didn't say make a mistake, I said sin. When we sin against God, when he saved us from our sin, that made it so that we don't have to go out and kill an animal every time we sin against God, and do all the stuff of making up the sin offering and all the certain mix-up stuff you had to do in Leviticus, all that yada 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 yada, kill a fatted calf, da 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 da, and all that. I am not gonna go through and at this very minute and go through all those crazy instructions that God had. But, God's anger was appeased. Was appeased. Don't think God's not angry. God is angry at the wicked every day. Psalm 5:5. I am so happy to be able to celebrate Jesus' birthday. And man, a birthday party is being celebrated for him. And we got all the Christmas trees and the lights and that, all the candy canes. By the way, the candy cane these candy canes that you'll see, maybe you have some on your tree. Maybe you just eat them all when you get them. Do you have any on your tree, Brittany, or do you just eat them all?
What?
Your candy canes.
I didn't put any up this year. I usually do, but I don't this year.
Usually you just, sometimes you just eat them all, don't you?
Yeah, usually I just stick them on there and we just eat them as time goes.
Eventually you just eat them all.
Right.
All right. Anyhow, listeners, there is a J in the candy cane because a candy maker in Indiana wanted to make a candy that would represent somehow Jesus. Okay. Well, hi, who is it?
Kara,
which one?
McDonald's Kara.
Oh, okay.
She works at McDonald's.
Yep. How do you know her?
Say hi to you.
Oh, yep. Oh, okay.
Not me.
Anyhow, listeners. Anyhow, but that J was to represent Jesus and the stripes by which we are healed. Amen. Today, the candy cane is enjoyed by millions of people around the world every year at Christmas time. However, it's not always done with the meaning that it was intended. I will tell you, though, candy canes are good. Yes, they are. So when you see a candy cane, think about what they are to represent. The Christmas tree. I will go through that at another time. Lord Jesus, I thank you for these listeners tonight. I thank you for this word that is went forth. I thank you that these listeners will put this to use. Thank you that they will tell people about you. As they go about their Christmas celebrations this year, may they tell people about you. May they just, may you just show them something. May you just show them about you, oh God. Show up on in their lives. And I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in us. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen. Now, in terms of sports, Red Wings, well, they were in a 12-game losing streak. They won two games, only to lose a game a couple days ago. Now they're still not looking so good, but hey, you ready for a hope update? If there's hope, guess what that hope is. In mid-January last year, the St. Louis Blues were in last place in the NHL. They turned that thing around within less than 5 months. And they won the Stanley Cup. Can the Red Wings do that? It's possible. I didn't say probable, though. I said possible. But as we always say, a miracle can happen. And so, here we go there. Michigan, they were doing so great. Now they're kind of sputtering. As they also lost to Illinois. So now they are probably going to end up with an even lower rating. That team to the south is still going strong. The Bucks. Yep. State's still doing good also. In terms of football, what I'm going to do with football tonight is I'm going to go through some scores and then I'm going to assess. Based on predictions that I made for all the teams that I picked games for, how have they turned out to this point of the season? For many of these, their season, regular season at least, is finished. So, first off, Lions. Oh, by the way, they're playing the Buccaneers. Maybe they could find a way to easily win it. Try a 38-17 loss. Try that third-string quarterback throwing two picks in the fourth quarter. One of them is a pick six to just blow that team open for the opponent, for the Bucs, as they fall 38-17. On Sunday, you had the Patriots beat the Bengals, as they were totally favored to do. Ravens with another loss. Cowboys with a win despite some mistakes. The Falcons beating the 49ers, that was a surprise. And at this point, what do the Falcons really have to play for? They got 9 losses. I was surprised. I looked up last night. They were 5-9. Saints yesterday, congratulations, Drew Brees, for having the most touchdown passes in NFL history. Drew Brees set the record last night as the Saints got a nice win over the they got a nice win over the Colts. So, the Packers still going strong. Vikings are one game behind them. Then you got the Bears in the NFC North, and then you got the Lions. 3-10-1. Now, before I go into my assessment of the season to this point, what do I think is going on in Detroit? Well, I think health is an issue. I think they may need a better strength and conditioning coach, or strength and conditioning coaches, because the starters were doing decent when they were healthy. but they got several different third stringers in. There are 21 people. 21 people, like a third of their roster, got thrown on IR, injured reserve. Trust me, an IR is not a place where you want to be. So we can talk all we want about keeping, you know, the head injuries and that, making sure there's not so many concussions. But also, in the case of the Lions, what needs to be done to keep the players healthy? And when we talk about health, obviously it includes, you know, you don't want players to have heart disease, diabetes, you know, colds, things like that. It also includes injuries. Like health is relating to playing the sport. If you're healthy, that means you're not having all these back problems and all that other stuff. By the way, Kelly Stafford, his wife, wants him to come back to Detroit and play. No word yet on whether for sure he will come back to play or not. He's 31 years old. So if I was one of those quarterbacks and I had been in the league as long as he had, what would I be doing right now? If I was in the place he was, I'd be considering my options, considering all my financials and stuff. Also looking at the whole side of it, like as far as my back. Stafford has been hit a lot. Because he hasn't always had the greatest of quarterback protection. Because good teams, good quarterbacks have good quarterback protection, which helps it so that they're not always getting injured all the time and having to sit out all these games. So we'll have to see what goes on with Stafford. As for Matt Patricia, well, this is his second season with 10 losses. This never happened with the previous coach. In fact, 2 of the 3 years that the previous coach was here, they had a winning season. But then with Patricia, they didn't. By the way, Patricia had never been a head coach. And what works in New England doesn't work everywhere. No, it doesn't work everywhere. By the way, when the Lions were trying to go for a field goal, they had a big banner that went up to the ceiling, and it said, Martha Ford, sell the team. Sometimes when you're losing all these football games, like what the Lions have been doing. By the way, I sent someone a text several weeks ago, and I said, Detroit Lions, crushing our hopes and dreams since 1958. That's a good one, Brittany, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'd like to see that on a shirt somewhere. Don't you think that'd be pretty funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, because 1957 was the last time they won any kind of championship. Ever since then, been all disappointment, only one playoff win. One. Uno. All these other teams have won stuff, but not the lie downs. Here's what the Lions do when they go on the football field sometimes. Quarterback. Seth looks throws, picked off. That's how the last few weeks have been. Earlier on, they were in most of their games, for most of the game. like, until the last few weeks, it's still made for good entertainment value. As they were in most of them, they were trying to make it interesting. But lately, for Detroit, the question becomes, what do we do now? At this point, I don't know what they do. One thing I can think of is we got to figure out what's going on. Why are we getting injured all the time? All right. Now, evaluation time. Now for high school, which is in the books. I had predicted that Midland, that Dow would go 5-4 or better, and make it to a playoff game. They went 6-3. Then they won a playoff game, but lost their last one to Montrose. Midland, I predicted at least a 7-2 minimum. And then I figured they would at least go to regionals. I was right about the first part, but not the second. 8-1. An 8-1 Midland record for the regular season. But then in the playoffs, they lost the first game to a Mona Shores team who would end up winning a state championship. And Midland still played their hearts out. It's just that they got wore down by that defense. Michigan. Nine and three. About what I figured they would do. They would be. State. 7-5. I figured they'd be 8-4. Lie down have been the big disappointment. I figured they would probably go 10-6 this year. Or 9-7 with a playoff berth possible. The reason I did that is because to me that's even a bigger but I'm not going to do it that loud. You know what I mean? Because that pick of mine got totally destroyed. 3-10-1. Only 3 wins, 10 losses, and a tie in a game that we really should have won. Also, we had officials that crossed us at Green Bay game. So if you think about it, we could right now, if officials did everything right, and that we could be, I'm more like 5-9. Which, although bad, wouldn't be as bad as what we are. 3-10-1. Now, when I look at the NFL, and I look at where things stand right now. Patriots basically, yep, they've won the AFC. They basically have won the AFC East. AFC South is still up for grabs. the West, let me think here. In the West, you got the Chargers who are done. What I mean by done is, I mean, they won't be in the playoffs. Chiefs, the Raiders pretty much, they've been kind of a surprise that Chiefs basically are going to win that one. FC North, Ravens won that. But the South, like I said, is up for grabs. NFC side. North is still up for grabs between Pack and Vikes. The South looks like the Saints have basically racked that one up. Yeah, locked it up. The NFC East. Yes, this year I am calling the NFC East the NFC East. Cowboys, they have 7 losses, but they're like 8-6, but they could lose both of their games and still make it. They really could. Possibly. They could still win the NFC East. And then NFC West. This year it could possibly be the NFC best because you had the Rams who are 8-6 but still over 500, but they were last year's Super Bowl runner-up. The 49ers who have been surprising everybody, now 10-4, 11-3. Forget what 11-3. Yeah, 11-3. The Seahawks haven't been too bad, 10-4. But then you got the retirement home Cardinals, who are not doing so well. So in the NFC, everything but the NFC South is still up for grabs because the Eagles could possibly take it, NFC East. Or they may have to sit out the playoffs. But the Saints, who made the playoffs and did a good job last year, they will be back. And with a healthy Breeze, it makes it more of a Breeze. The Rams, though, of sorts, I think the Ram trucks have gotten a little bit tired. I don't know if their radiators are messed up or what. Just not doing as good of a job in the football department as they're 8-6. Now that does it for sports. Tomorrow I will be back with my predictions. Oh, and a Christmas carol. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. But since you've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, but I've bought some corn for pippity popping. Lots have turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the snow. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still good, bibbly buying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And until next time, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.